You're listening to SBS News.
We're
at the US Marines base near Darwin. Weaponry is maintained like this anti-tank machine system, which can penetrate up to 1.2 metres of steel.
And after you fire it, every movement you make of the system adjusts how the missile is flying in midair.
Since 2012, they have operated from a compound within Robertson Barracks near Darwin. If troops aren't in the field, they're preparing for when they are. Colonel Jason Armis is with the Marine Rotational Force in Darwin.
But this year's rotation was able to do something unique and special. We were able to take that interoperability training that we do here and advance it to all points north and take it to exercises like Balikatan in the Philippines, Exercise Alon in the Philippines, and into Indonesia for Exercise Super Girder Shield.
Marine Rotational Force Darwin, or MRFD, has taken part in numerous exercises with Australia, including Exercise Balikatan with Filipino forces and Super Garuda Shield in Indonesia, which brought together 8 countries, including Singapore, Canada and South Korea. In July, it provided disaster relief to storm-damaged communities in the Philippines.
And really, this has been what I would consider an unprecedented rotation for us. But I think the one thing that we took away from it, we talk about the alliance, we talk about the program, MRFD's on its 14th iteration, but the reality is we're taking it beyond words. We're driving it into action, and it creates a bond.
U.S. Marine Captain Kay Lee says the exercises are important preparation.
I've had the opportunity to work pretty closely with the Australian Air Force at RAF Darwin, just because of the process of getting all our weapons shipped out all across the world. That's definitely been a great learning experience for me as well.
There are up to 2,500 US personnel in the Northern Territory. RAAF-based Tyndall, south of Darwin, is undergoing expansion works that will allow for the staging of 6 nuclear-capable B-52 bombers. Captain Melissa Nielsen is with the ADF Northern Command.
The MRFD program, I think, epitomises the strength of the relationship between Australia and the US. It continues to grow and build, and the fact that we've expanded since the introduction of the MRFD program back in 2012.
Colonel Armis says Darwin deployments are highly sought after among young Marines.
I was told there's tough and there's NT tough. And I tell you, that's a real thing. And the Marines and what they take away from working with not just the soldiers, but all members of the joint force with the ADF here in the NT is the grit and resilience and toughness of the service members in the ADF. And I want them to take that back to the States and incorporate that into everything they do. Because NT tough, that is a very real thing.
For the first time in the rotation's 13 years, Osprey aircraft used by the Marines will remain behind for storage and maintenance.
Giving them the ability to respond more quickly to crises in our region. So rather than having to bring all those aircraft and pieces of equipment in with them in the case of a crisis.
That's International Defence and Foreign Policy expert David Andrews, a senior policy advisor at the Australian National University's National Security College.
They're already pre-positioned in Northern Australia, which would make that response much quicker and much more effective than having to do that from scratch or redeploy from another part of the region. So I think it is definitely noteworthy, but to me it's a natural evolution in the relationship and the nature of this rotational force.
He says US expansion in the top end is evolving through practical equipment and logistics measures rather than with a major policy shift.
That's why we've place such a heavy priority on improving our own defence capabilities, but also strengthening our alliances and partnerships with not just the United States, but with other countries like Japan. Like, obviously, we've now seen the treaty alliance with Papua New Guinea that was signed recently, indeed with New Zealand, Singapore, Indonesia, lots of other countries.
There will also be a US military presence in Western Australia, known as Submarine Rotational Force West, under AUKUS. 6 bases in the NT are being upgraded, including a marksmanship facility near Darwin. It reopened in October after receiving a $40 million upgrade, funded through joint US-Australia investment.
God forbid, if we were to be attacked, then you would anticipate that that would come through Australia's what we call our northern approaches, so the maritime space to the north of Darwin and North Queensland. So that again makes these parts of Australia critical to our defence. So of course, while more of the population is in the southeast, the critical geography and defence infrastructure is principally in northern Australia.
The federal government says Japan will also deploy soldiers to Darwin soon as part of its military cooperation with the US and Australia. Assistant Defence Minister Peter Killil says it's a sign of closer ties between the countries.
Well, I won't steal any thunder from the DPM or the Prime Minister, but there is ongoing conversations with Japan. We have been working very closely with Japan. They've been involved in many of the military exercises up north, and they're a very, very important friend and partner.
Japan, now one of Australia's most important Asian security partners in the face of tensions from China. Mr. Andrews at the ANU says the arrangement highlights how Australia's north is increasingly playing a significant role in regional security.
Australia has what we call a special strategic partnership with Japan, so they're probably one of our sort of top tranche, if not our most important Asian security partner. So we're not formal allies, as we are with the United States and New Zealand and now Papua New Guinea, but they're really at the highest tier of our relations in the region. And we've seen the decision to acquire the enhanced Megami frigate from Japan. So those ties will get even closer in the years ahead, I suspect. And this would be, in that sense, probably a natural evolution of that process.
Josh Van Staden, SBS News.